What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Motivation with G-Chef Show. I'm your host, G-Chef. Hopefully, everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, and just blessed rest of your day and week so far, like always, and get right into it. It's time. It's time to make moves. It's time to change up your daily routines. Time to get more information, get more credible information, and work with credible people that's doing incredible things. What are you speaking of? It's time to make a move. It's time to dismiss all the negative words that you think about when it's time for you to do something for yourself and your endeavors, your entrepreneurial endeavors, the things that you said you was going to do to help your business grow or start your business on an upward path, the things that you say you're going to do in your craft and you put it off till tomorrow and then the next day and then the next day. If you're thinking about it now, it's time to make a move. Make a play on the things that you said you was going to do. Was you saying them just to be playing, just to hear your own voice? Oh, I'm about to go and do this, this, and this. Okay. And you haven't yet reached your destination or started off on a path to do it, and it's something simple and you love to do it. Stop putting off things that you love to do. If you already love to do it, why don't you do it when you think of it? Think about it. If you love to cook, first thing you want to do when you get home, you want to unwind for a little bit, and you say, since you love to do it, you're going to do it. If you love to create, you're thinking about it on the job, you're thinking about it in the car, and then you get home, you unwind, and you get to it. What is it that you do day in and day out that you always have an excuse or reason not to do it for? Tired is not an option. I don't feel like it is not an option. Everybody don't feel like doing nothing. But to do things and get places you've never been, you had to do things that you've never done before and do it on an almost daily basis. I know we in turn, as people that grind and on our hustle and getting it, you know, we getting the reps in, we getting used to doing stuff. I used to get up and just start my day. I don't have no meditation going on. I don't have no motivational videos to listen to. I don't feel like doing it. But guess what? When I do it, I feel better. I feel better. I feel renewed. I feel like, a sense of accomplishment, renewed mindset, different type of energy. What is it for you? Make a move and stop standing still. We're almost at the halfway part of the year. And I say this all the time because it happens every single year. People gonna look up and then they say, dang, Christmas came early. It's already December or it's already November. Don't let that be you this time. Don't even you be so laser focused when the holiday time do come. It's like, wow, that joint came. It came fast because I was so busy in my studies. I was so busy in my business. I was so busy in my creative space that you look up and you have everything that you want already. Previously, it don't have to be Christmas or a holiday for you to receive your blessings and gifts and upward thinking and being around individuals that's going to push you to greatness. Stop waiting for a holiday. Make every day a holiday in your mind. You don't have to party every time. Party all the time. Never mind. But some of y'all got that reference. But just go back to being you. And once you think of it, do it then and there. Write it down, make it plain, and then make it happen. So what we're going to do going on into the next month, the midway point of the year, we're going to finish this month out strong. I know it's only a couple days left. Actually, it's one day left, but you know, we did. And, you know, it's a blessing to be here another year, another month, another second, another day, another hour. And like I always say, take advantage of the time that you're given, because the time that you're given is your time. I'm G-Chef, and I'm going to see you on the next one. You have a great one.